This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In recent visits, we focused on the insensitivity of Jesus' disciples. Let's review what we've discovered and use it to evaluate our level of sensitivity in our walk with Jesus. Ask yourself, am I seeing a diminishing of my sensitivity toward others in general? Do I hear of tragedies and callously go my way preoccupied with my own agenda? Am I insensitive to the accomplishments of fellow believers, unwilling to affirm them? Am I touched by the breakdown of some close to me, unwilling to make time to reach out and help? This kind of callousness exposes an insensitivity to my own needs and deficiencies. Outwardly, I might profess devotion, but inwardly, I'm crumbling. Unchecked, this will inevitably lead to insensitivity toward my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As He shares His heart concerns, will I respond by professing devotion and explaining plans to do something, but not follow through? Tragically, this has happened often in church history. Note the Church of Ephesus in Revelation 2. They were active and orthodox, but according to Jesus, had left their first love. Do I need to repent of this lack of first love for Jesus? Once this is renewed, He will make us aware of our own needs, and as we trust Him, He renews our lives. As this happens, we will become more aware of the needs and hurts of those close to us. As our fellowship deepens, we will become more aware of the multitudes in need around us. Use this sensitivity standard to evaluate your own life and renew as needed. This is the essence of revival.